Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Here's a horrible story out of Colorado Springs.
All right.
That's Colorado.
Oh, yeah, this is the body one.
An investigation into more than 115 bodies found improperly stored in a Colorado funeral home offering green burials could take months.
Oh, no.
The remains were found in the Return to Nature funeral home in Penrose. That's about 30 miles south of Colorado.
So they don't embalm you or anything. They just let you...
Right.
It's a compost stuff, right?
Not sure of the details, but I know they don't use any embalming fluid.
So they didn't want to do it, so they just stacked them up and took their cash?
Yeah. No arrests have been made. Not clear if a crime has been committed, according to the FBI. They searched the building to find bodies improperly stored, which created a hazardous scene. Fremont County
Sheriff. Were they piled on each other?
Alice Cooper, or Alan Cooper, not Alan Cooper.
That's different dude.
Described the scene as horrific. You know, if the sheriff is saying it's horrific, it must be horrific.
Yeah, he's seen some stuff.
Right. Man, that's,
searched area over 2,500 square feet. You know, that's a house. That's a house littered with bodies.
Right.
Jeez. Declined to go into further details on how the body had been stored, so it must be awful.
Were people still working there? Like they went into office every day, hey, okay, and they walk into that room, see like 70 bodies laying there.
How could you work there?
My work here is done.
All right, now I'm just like, I mean, somebody's in the office taking phone calls, you know, Xerox, who's going to lunch today? Okay.
Well, if there's 115 bodies and there's only 2,500 square feet.
I don't know what that was about to be.
Isn't the stack horrible?
Well, and they have to be like stacked up on top of each other, just tossed in piles or something. I don't know.
The door letting the stank out, right?
Yeah, the green burial thing is without embalming fluid in a biodegradable casket or nothing at all.
Coming in. Yeah, he's throwing into the ground without anything, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and CNN has reached out to Return to Nature Funeral Home, and no one's called them back.
Shocking.
They probably can't reach the phone.
Yeah, I mean, there's hoarding, but then this is a whole other level.
Worst episode ever.
Yeah. They hear it ringing. It's in a pile somewhere. Oh, Jesus.
Speaking of Colorado Springs, you see the stories I guys? I think I sent you this guy on Friday. There's a video, apparently, that went viral of a dude on a motorcycle. And you've made this drive before, Todd. I've made this drive. Colorado Springs to Denver.
Yes, this guy made it in what?
70 miles. He made it in 20 minutes.
Okay, I did the math on that. He's averaging a little over 200 miles an hour. And if you've ever driven...
In a crotch rocket, right?
I'm going to defend this guy, because if you've ever driven that stretch of road between Colorado Springs and Denver, when there's not traffic, the average speed is 150 miles an hour.
Yeah.
If you're going 80, 90, people will blow by you on a regular basis, especially northbound on 25.
It's like a straight stretch?
Yeah, it's just a straight shot.
Hope so, yeah.
Colorado Springs to Denver, straight.
No cops stopped the guy, though?
He made it.
A crotch rocket going that fast has got to get stopped eventually, you think. He viral, right?
It's like the camera's on his helmet.
All right.
And you can see the speedometer. It says the speedometer hits more than 170.
He could have been a splat, man.
And he's just weaving in and out between the cars all the whole way.
Well, was my math dick, bad man. Then?
I don't know.
I had an average of 200 miles an hour, 70 miles in 20 minutes.
I have no idea how that worked that out. Even if I had a calculator, well,
yeah. If you take it at a full hour, then that would mean he'd go 210 miles in 60 minutes. So yeah, I don't know that part.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still confused.
But yeah, but I mean, it is insane.
He was averaging 200 miles an hour. Is that math right?
70 miles in 20 minutes.
Do crotch rockets go that fast?
Oh,
over 200 miles an hour?
I think so.
Man, even doesn't a pebble throw? I mean, what do we crotch rocket guys listen to this program? Somebody knows that. Wouldn't a pebble throw a crotch rocket guy into the sky?
Anything could.
I've heard my buddy told me to once he's a crotch rocket guy.
Right.
And
it hurt if like a bug hit you in the throat or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he was talking about a ladder flew off some guy's truck while he was on the interstate.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I just gunned it. You got to go right over it. Like, so apparently that's a thing.
You just jump it?
You drive over it. That's what he told me.
Oh.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, because it's probably, at a certain speed, it's probably more dangerous to hit the brakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but crotch rocket, how, I mean...
That's
Todd's thinking that a guy on a stingray bike just takes a wheelie over, just jumps over.
It says he was splitting lanes, so he was going. He was hitting the white lines between cars, and at some point he even hit the shoulders.
He could have wrecked a ton of cars on that. He's just being a douchebag too.
You'd have to go whoa.
Right. Yeah,
you'd do one of those push whoa.
Yeah, it would. I mean, if you. Even if you were moving 75, 80 miles an hour, that guy would have blown by you like you were standing still.
Right.
I don't understand the, like...
Can he get busted post? Like, once he puts a video out, hey, dude, that was illegal. We're going to bust you.
Yeah, can they do that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just wondering, you know.
Probably not.
If you film yourself doing all kinds of crimes, you can get busted for it. That's a crime. Now, granted, probably not. Didn't catch him in the act. He'd probably get a good lawyer, but still, you know, he could say he faked it, I guess. But I still don't know I still want to go with Todd's math on this one. 200?
No, okay. I mean, if the numbers they give you are correct, yes, then that would be 210 miles an hour.
Man.
To go 70 miles in 20 minutes.
You think was he was familiar man? With that drive?
Hippie man going to a gig?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like hippie man.
Yeah. Yeah. He can't see.
No.
By his own admission, he's got bad eyesight.
He'd go straight from the bus to driving 200 miles an hour.
On a crotch rocket. Yeah. He could get off and take his helmet off and go, look, yeah, this is what happens to you when you go 200 miles an hour.
I think the last time I did
that
drive.
Blew my eyes sideways. What?
I think
what?
The last time I did that drive from Colorado Springs to Denver, we made the mistake of doing it about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, wah, wah.
Yeah. And it took this guy 20 minutes. It took us like an hour and 45.
Is it that flat and straight? Because I've only driven from Denver to...
you gone west on 70.
Yeah, I did Breckenridge. He also did a little bit north towards
I-25. Just goes through the high plains. It's the Front Range. You're not in the mountains.
Yeah,
yet.
It's pretty. It is pretty flat and straight. It's just a real flat straight drive from Colorado Springs up to Denver. But if you hit it at the wrong time, it takes forever.
That is fast, man.
That's insane fast. Right. Like that's Death Wish fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure if he had killed somebody, he probably would. Wouldn't have released the video.
Well, if he'd have killed somebody else, he would have killed himself too.
I don't think he did.
You get into any wreck at that speed, you're probably not living.
Was this for fun or was he late?
It doesn't say.
Just one of those guys who wanted to go viral. It sounds like.
Yeah, he did it because he thought he could.
Yeah. He did.
When it turns out all you need to go viral is to swallow a watermelon seed.
And then people will go down on a Mentos bottle, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Try that.
Yeah, a chicken lodged in my throat once.
Yeah.
Now take a drink of water, dumbass.
Hard swallow white bread.
That people watch these videos. Not the. I'd rather watch the motorcycle guy, but they watch people swallow. Well, I watch swallow stuff too, for that matter.
Different thing.
Actually,
different
type in homemade. Thing. Type in homemade before that. You get a lot.
People
and,
watch all
and type in compilation
kinds of crap
too.
That right. I don't understand.
I just go to. I feel normal just going to porn. You know,
it's whatever. Whatever pops up in the algorithm.
Right. Yeah, good point.
Vikings games.
You have Nick. Your algorithm now is just dogs farting on people.
It's a lot of that.
So they've just got you on that bottom of the barrel list. Just give him the stuff at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, I don't think I'm unique.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.